Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in. It is Monday, February the 8th, day after the Super Bowl show. I'm Gary.
And I'm Chris.
And we have a lot to discuss. I have, I'll go ahead and show you. I have nothing written down for notes for today. We are going to talk about the Super Bowl, and that's it. We're just going to go through the game, maybe drive by drive. We'll just see how this thing runs out. But look, there's a lot to unpack from last night. It went not the way that I thought it was going to go. It went exactly the way that Chris thought it was going to go. Although I don't know that Chris believed that the Chiefs would not score a single touchdown in this game.
Did
that
not.
Was a little crazy.
I did not.
Taylor jumps in already on YouTube. He said, can we pass Brady around the NFL so everyone gets a Super Bowl? I do want to start off with that here in just a minute. But before we get to anything else, of course, winningcureseverything.com is the website that has everything that you need to know about us, everywhere that you can follow us, everywhere that you need to subscribe, etc. If you missed the live show, you can always grab the podcast over on any of your favorite podcast apps. The one that we prefer is Apple Podcasts. If you would so kindly go and leave a nice 5-star written review over there, that would certainly help us out. And, of course, share the show out, tell your friends about it. If you are watching the live show and you would like to jump in, you can always do so by joining in the chat. Whatever platform you are on, whether that is Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, or Twitch, you can jump into the chat on those platforms and it will populate right there on the bottom left-hand corner of your screen. We would love for you to be a part of the conversation today, help drive the narrative, whichever narrative it is that you were trying to push. So, you can go ahead and do that. Our college football gambling content is always over at sbrpicks.com/NCAAF. We do a weekly show during the offseason. We are getting into the FCS season. Now, the first game is this coming Saturday. So, football, you thought football was over with the Super Bowl. It is not, my friend. That's we got Cody Orgeron and the McNeese State Cowboys going up against Tarleton State this Saturday night. We got a lot to talk about with that, of course. But that will be over on the SBR Picks YouTube page. Just go over to YouTube, search out SBR Picks. You can subscribe there, or you can always find it, again, sbrpicks.com/NCAAF. Taylor says, SBR's NHL picks won me some big bucks this weekend. Hey, yeah, those boys know what they are talking about with the hockey stuff, man. Let's see, Andrew said, RIP to everyone who bet tails on the coin toss. Yeah, Pat McAfee bet $30,000 on tails. Now, when you got that kind of
like,
money.
If you're gonna do that, why don't, like you and I could just sit in a room and flip a coin.
Yeah.
Like, why does that coin matter more than any other coin toss?
Because that's something you can bet on.
I've never enjoyed or cared about.
Well, because you can get action on it at your sports book. That's the only reason. It's so ridiculous. Brown Yeti jumps in. Sup, fellas? I told you the Bucks would win. Yeah, you and several other people. Of course, there were a lot of people that said the Chiefs would win. That is the wonderful thing about the Super Bowl. It unifies us by dividing us, and it's a great, great event. And my God, last night was entertaining. I'll tell you that. A lot of people talked about the halftime show and whatnot. Let's start off with the halftime show.
Okay.
So before we get into the game, before we get into the real stuff, I thought the weekend was fine. Like it's not it's obviously not geared towards me. I mean, hell, I'm 38 years old. Like, this is not what I would be listening to. If I had my way, it'd be Fleetwood Mac or Metallica or Foo Fighters or something like that, you know? But I, you know, I didn't think it was awful. I thought the visuals and whatnot were really cool. And he's basically just like a modern-day Michael Jackson. I knew, like...
Hold on.
I'm not saying he's as good.
Look, now you done pissed me off. See, I had no feelings whatsoever.
I think I knew two of the songs that he sang last night. Two songs.
A modern-day Michael Jackson? You really going to do that?
That's what it sounded like.
You don't want to die on that hill, do you?
No, I'm not saying he's nearly as good as that. I'm saying that's the kind of stuff that he's doing. So,
pop. He does pop music. You can just say that.
But no, it's in the same vein.
Don't invoke MJ here, okay?
What did you think? I mean, so out of 10, I'd probably give it a 5.
I'd have gave it a 3. I guess if somebody was like 12 years, 15 years younger than me, was like really into it, you could have probably talked me into a 4. But
J-Lo and Shakira last year was an 8 for me.
Yeah, J-Lo Shakira was good. Like, I'm not just super curmudgeon-y old man. I mean, I thought the Britney Spears year was good. Like, I you know.
Yeah. Katy Perry was good. I enjoyed.
I didn't like Katy Perry's either.
I think Prince's is the best of all time. I thought
U2 the Michael was Jackson fine. And the Prince are up there as 1 and 1A. My favorite after those two is just it was literally just a basic live concert. Tom Petty. Yeah.
Tom Petty was great.
But I love Tom Petty.
Oh yeah. And that's the thing. Andrew jumps in. He said, I'm thinking the NFL didn't give him much of a budget at all if he put $7 million of his own for that. No, they probably didn't give him very much of a budget. Actually, before, who was it? Was it Bruno Mars a few years ago? That, like, they never paid the artists for the Super Bowl performance because they knew that they were going to boost so much of their sales off of that. And artists just agreed to it for forever.
Well, and, yeah, everybody usually did it as a, like I remember Tom Petty's was he was that started his tour.
Yeah.
Like you do the Super Bowl and then 3 weeks later, like your year long tour begins.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake did the same thing.
Yeah. I would say Timberlake did the exact same thing. Didn't like Timberlake's very much.
I love
Timberlake.
I think the bar for me is about a 5. It's like, you know, it's not my thing, but yeah, okay. It's entertaining for 15 minutes, whatever. So, the Brown Yeti, did Gary just say The Weeknd touches children like Michael Jackson? No, I did not say that. I said the entertainment aspect was not geared towards me. The music is not for me. It is for, you know, the younger generation. I mean, that's not my thing. Taylor's making fun of us saying that we're 38, almost as old as his dad. I mean, that's kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I'm not gonna go down that road, but okay. Yeah, we're old.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly are, but that's okay. It is what it is. Taylor said it's no comparison, but my bar hopping band would do the Super Bowl for free. Hella publicity. Yeah, and that's what it's been for these big name artists for forever, right? It's publicity. It gets their tour started.
So the band you want to see the most do a full blown Super Bowl show?
There's three.
There's only one for me.
So Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Foo Fighters.
So Foo Fighters is it.
Yeah.
That's the answer for me.
I think Foo Fighters would be fantastic.
Oh, see, now you said Guns N' Roses. Oh, if I could get
November Rain in the rain.
Yeah. No. Yeah. If I could get Slash, I get Guns N' Roses. No, yeah, that all right, you got me.
Yeah. Those are the ones.
Has Aerosmith ever done one? Is Aerosmith did Aerosmith still do anything?
Yeah, no, Aerosmith still does stuff, but now they did one, but it was them and like
they weren't the star of it though, were they? I think they were assisted with it, but they weren't the star.
Yeah. Now there you go. Taylor said, my dad's actually 49, just giving y'all crap. Hey, it's all good, buddy. We're still old. So it's perfectly fine. So let's actually move into the game. And I will start off with what I texted you last night, and that is the same things win that always win. This is a Bear Bryant quote. Same things win that always win. It's just a different bunch of excuses when you lose. And last night, defense, running game, not making mistakes, won the football game. Now, it ended up being a blowout, but it was those things that set it up to where Kansas City was playing from behind basically all night. And the defense for Tampa Bay was relentless. So everybody that wanted to talk about that defensive line, oh, they're unbelievable. They're incredible. They are. But the reason they were able to get home so quickly is because those linebackers and safeties were guarding the underneath. They were covering like gangbusters.
There was nowhere for Patrick to throw the football.
Yeah, the reason that I took the Chiefs in the first place is because Patrick Mahomes gets the ball out quicker than any quarterback in the National Football League.
That is
he has
correct.
Done it all season. Yes. So you would think, if that is the case, and the Bucs defenders have not guarded well even in the playoffs. You saw it against Green Bay. You saw it against the Saints, really. They were able to give up
that secondary group. Yeah. That secondary group gets no credit, and they absolutely earned everything.
Oh, Whitehead and Winfield.
Yeah. Yes, the safeties and the linebackers helped a ton. But, man, those guys did really, really well.
Oh, yes. And that is what enabled the defensive line to get home. Now, of course, the Chiefs were hurting, and everybody wants to blame it on the offensive line and whatever. It wasn't that. It didn't matter all season that they had guys out. It wasn't just that Fisher was out for this game. It wasn't one guy. Yeah. It's that they were not able to throw the underneath stuff that was so usually there for Mahomes, and he had nowhere to go with the football.
Stuff usually turns into 40-yard, 60-yard plays.
Yes. Yes. Andrew Shirey jumps in, or Shirey, either way. Very similar strategy to the 49ers in last year's Super Bowl. That's how you beat the Chiefs. Look, last year, wasn't it like 20-10 going into the fourth quarter last year?
Yeah, they were up by 10, and the Chiefs just made a big comeback. The problem that hurt them that I did not, and I just told you guys last night this wasn't going to happen. Tom's not going to blow a lead. Listen, that's not Matt Ryan on the other side of the field. All right, that's not Jimmy Garoppolo over on the other side of the field. That is Tom effing Brady.
Yes.
Okay, if he has a lead on you, he's not giving it up.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. Looking at some of the overall stats from last night, Tampa had more first downs, 26-22. Rushing first downs, you know, Tampa had one more in that spot. They had
the Chiefs weren't even trying to run the football until the third quarter,
which was
insane. When they ran it really well.
Yes.
Why the hell did they try to run it in the first quarter, in the second quarter, when the game is tight? If they run it more in the red zone, they score more touchdowns than they settle for field goals.
The reason why the Bucs were able to cover so well is because they left their linebackers backed up. They left them back.
They let you run the football, and they're blitzing their four guys, which means if you get through the run lane, it's wide open.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I don't know how I saw that from the couch. Listen, I wasn't upset, okay? I wasn't mad. I wasn't upset. I was really glad the best offensive player for the Kansas City Chiefs was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's the only one that looked electric. Now, a lot of that is because the scheme they were playing, but if they were giving it to you the whole game, how did you not see this?
They are so pass-heavy usually anyway, and because they didn't trust their offensive line, I guess that's why, but it still made no sense to not even
good
try.
In the open field, it's not about trusting your offensive line. It's about that guy's blitzing. So he's not going to square. It's really hard for a rushing linebacker or a rushing defensive tackle trying to get the quarterback to square up a running back. It's just really hard.
Oh, yeah.
And if you get by him, you've got at least 5 to 7 yards of daylight. And Clyde was turning those into 15 and 25 yard runs.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Brown
Yeti. I just thought it was a complete failure on their part to try to run the football.
Oh, absolutely. I 100% agree with you. Brown Yeti, I remember White wrecking the SEC like he did last night. Yeah, Devin White was unbelievable. John Carter jumps in. Mahomes ran 497 pre-throw, pre-sack yards, most of anyone all season.
Now, some of that's on him. He snapped the football, and he immediately just started running backwards like 25 yards.
Yeah.
And I thought, that can't be the right way to do this, right?
No. A lot of it happened in the second half when he started getting happy feet because he didn't trust his offensive line. Like, is what
I know the rushers are coming quick, but if you can stand in there for a minute and then just the art of making that guy miss – and moving a little left or a little right without running so much, I, I, I'm going to equate Patrick Mahomes' performance to something that's not going to come across well, but I'm going to say it anyway because I believe it's true. I don't mean anything else by it, but you remember the old movie White Man Can't Jump?
Yeah.
He was Wesley Snipes, who would rather look good and lose than look bad and win. I think he knew what he was doing had no chance at working, or it had a very small chance of working. But he knew it would make highlight reels forever if it ever did.
So, I can see where you're coming from. I might disagree a little bit. I think he was doing anything that he could do to try and make a play. I think that he was...
I agree with that, but...
At one point, it was... Like, this was still within reach at certain points, even in the third quarter, and he was still trying too hard for that deep ball. Right? It was yes. It was like he had to make a play, and he was freaking out that he couldn't make a play. So he does all these crazy things. Brown Yeti jumped in and said the Chiefs dropped three passes that would have changed the game. And it's true.
That's true.
You know,
the Bucks also dropped a couple of passes, one a touchdown. So that, you know.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And the Chiefs dropped a couple of touchdown passes as well.
Yeah, I was about to say, so if two of those were Chiefs touchdown passes, if you give everybody those points of the drop passes, it's still an ass kicking.
Oh yeah, and at that point the over hits and biggest bet is screwed. My biggest bet was the under 57. Once that thing got up to 57, I was way under it because it went over that key number of 56 and I was like, "All right, here we go." Taylor jumping in. Because Casey's not here today.
No, Taylor, said, you can't do this.
NFL is rigged. This. Just kidding.
Damien, that is for Damien. And you were getting on Damien and
Casey.
And Casey's lawn here.
So Ryan said, no excuses for the Chiefs. And there's not any excuses here. I mean, it is what it is because they panicked way too early. Way too early in this game. Ryan McCracken driving home from Vegas after it broke me in half and burned the leftovers. Hey, Vegas will do that to you, brother. Vegas will do that.
Woo.
So the Mahomes throw where he is running to the side and he's falling over and he throws it sidearm and it hits the guy. Was it Sammy Watkins? I'm trying to remember who it was.
The one on the back of the end zone?
The one that hit the player in the face mask.
One hit the player in the face mask. The one of them hit the pylon in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, no, that one. No. We're not even that. That's a ridiculous one. No, I think the one that hit Sammy Watkins was the most egregious because it hit him in the face mask. It went between his hands, hit him in the face mask, and then bounced to the turf. It's like this is unbelievable. Like it was absolutely absurd. But I enjoyed watching that game last night because you could see the thought process of. Okay, this is a guy that is not used to losing. He hasn't lost before. Like, Brady obviously wins more than he loses, but he's got that experience, right? Mahomes, he's had one major loss in his career, and that was to Tom Brady, and he got down early, and he was able to come back against that Patriots defense. He didn't have enough at the end, but it felt like, oh, they've got momentum, like next year is the year. This one... There was nowhere for him to go. He couldn't escape anything. He couldn't hit a big play. His guys weren't making plays for him. It was a train wreck, and you could see him panic, like right after halftime, like right when Leonard Fournette ran that ball in from 20 yards out or whatever. Right when he got back on the field, you could see him start to panic, and that's when he started running around like crazy and whatnot.
Ryan Johnson, you're just a fool and you didn't watch last night. How do you lose to a guy who can't throw a 40-yard pass? Tom was throwing lasers.
That's what I was just looking at.
His arm looked live as it's looked in, I don't know, 8-9 years. I'm talking there was no wiggle on a single throw he threw.
Brady,
they had speed, they had velocity, they were accurate. I mean, they were on point.
Brady was 21 out of 29, 201 yards. Three touchdowns, zero picks, only took one sack. Mahomes, 26 out of 49, 270 yards, and two interceptions, zero touchdowns. This is like when Peyton Manning won with the Denver Broncos.
You can't have an intelligent conversation with somebody like this.
No,
this is nothing like that. Tom was at the beginning of the game.
There is a touch of similarity because the Bucs defense is really really good.
No. There's no similarity at all, Gary, because Peyton Manning couldn't do anything in that game. I'm talking like 4-yard passes were wobbling and knuckling to guys.
I'm not saying that there's a similarity between Brady and Manning at the end of their career.
Going to
like
a team with a good defense and winning?
I'm saying that they both had good defenses. That's about where the similarity ends. Like, that's all it was. They completely shut down the other team. But Brady was absolutely throwing rockets,
Yes, at the very end of the first quarter on, up until the end of the first quarter, that last drive in the first quarter was great, and from that point on, he was surgical.
Yes.
Okay. The first two drives of the game, iffy, whatever. After that, he was surgical.
Brown Yeti said, let's remember how good Mahomes is and remember that Luck looked better with this game as majority of his career. Just saying. Did Luck look better than Mahomes? I mean, Luck was good.
I don't think Luck looked better than Mahomes.
Here comes
Damien. He looked better than Mahomes looked last week.
Yeah.
Or last night, yeah.
Well, for sure. But there's a lot of quarterbacks that looked better than what Mahomes did last night. I mean, Damien, we all know the NFL is rigged for Brady, and now it's going to be rigged for Russell Wilson by what we saw with him sitting with Goodell just saying it is suspicious. He won the Man of the Year award last night. That's not suspicious. It's not going to be rigged for him next year. Andrew, this might be a little early, but do you think Brady deserved MVP? Yeah. Yeah, I think he did last night. Either him or Gronk or Devin White.
Because no other single player did anything big enough. I do think that if you give it to a defensive player, it goes to Devin White. But Devin only made one or two big defensive plays. And it's just one of those things where, you know, I just don't think you can take it away from Tom if nobody else stood out.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with that. Taylor said, can we rig it for Joey Burrow? My Bengals are way too dry. Casey said, made a lot of money off that rigged, laughable fame last night. Gronk plus 250 touchdown, Bucks money line, and Tom MVP. So don't believe it was rigged or laughable. But yeah, I mean, you hit on a bunch of bets, and Chris hit on a lot of those as well. I had a pretty successful night. It sans the Chiefs minus 3. All of my other stuff hit, though, man. Like, I was feeling pretty good. Brown Yeti, no, this is apples and oranges. You can compare them, but it's not the same. Yeah, I mean, it is apples and oranges. Brady still can throw the football. There's a reason that he won MVP. Peyton Manning did not win MVP of his Super Bowl. So, Patriots and Andrew Luck versus Brady and the Bucks is coming soon. Brady will beat Belichick in the Super Bowl. Andrew Luck is not going to the Patriots. The Brown Yeti, no, was better than Brady. That's just because the quarterback touches the ball more. Let's see. Glad I played the Gronk touchdown prop. Yeah, Chris, you hit big on that one. NFL is rigged. If Goodell wasn't at the game last night, Brady wouldn't have that 7th ring. I thought Goodell hated Brady.
Like, yes. All these people say that, and this is a league that sued him, that took him to court, that suspended him with no evidence whatsoever. Yeah.
I don't understand why people would think that it's now. So I was talking to somebody last night that brought up an interesting idea about this, right? About the officiating. We haven't even touched on the officiating yet. Maybe we can dive into it a little bit. I thought that there was really nothing wrong with the officiating last night. If you just watched the game as a whole, I thought it was whatever. Now, obviously, 11 penalties.
I was hoping we'd get into this.
So 11 penalties for the Chiefs for 120 yards, 4 for the Bucks for 39 yards. I did not see anything that was egregiously miscalled. Like, if you want to talk about them doing some ticky-tack crap, then that's fine. But
I've got comments on that, though.
So what I was talking about with him before you jump in on those comments was, he said, do you think that Tom is just such a nice guy that refs tend to give whichever team he is on the benefit of the doubt with the calls? And I said, it is possible, because in the NBA, of course, we all know that superstars get calls, but it's not quite the same thing in the NFL. I don't think it's just because of Tom Brady. So go ahead and jump in here, Chris, with your thoughts on the officiating from last night. Because
this has nothing to do with that. This is nothing to do with that. Okay, I'm gonna bring you logic, and I'm gonna bring you common sense, and I want you to use your brain for a minute, and I want you to get out of the conspiracy world. Okay, right? I don't even think the refs were bad last night. And Gary can attest to this. This is not because things went my way. Because even when they're bad and they go my way, I will laugh about it, but I will admit it's going my way. I don't Yes. live in the dark, and I don't live with blinders on, okay? I call things as I see them. And here's what I saw. Nobody has a problem with any of the penalties until that final drive of the second quarter going into halftime. Okay. That's where all the penalties came in. There was like four in a row and everybody flipped out and lost their mind. All right. So up until that point, for over a quarter and a half of football, the Bucs players, wide receivers, were getting wide open and they were dusting the hell out of the secondary of the Chiefs, all right? They had no chance whatsoever. And the only way they could stop them was to hold or commit pass interference, all right? That's it. And you as an official see that these skill players are beating them like a drum for a quarter and a half. And then some of those holds could have gone either way. You could have either not thrown it or thrown it. The letter of the rule, they broke the rule. But it's easy to swallow the whistle if you want. Why on earth, if you're an official, should you swallow the whistle to help the player that's getting his ass beat all day and the only time that he's doing anything positive is when he holds? No. You don't help that guy by swallowing the whistle and letting him hold. That's not what you should do. You don't coddle him. And this is the professionals, baby. This is the Super Bowl. This ain't peewee football. And, oh, they're getting beat real bad, so let's give them a couple of calls or let's swallow the whistle if they break. No, I'm watching them even – what do we talk about all the time? You start screwing up early, and they start watching you even more closely. And so you're going to lose all those ticky-tack calls. And the two PIs where people were saying, well, that was uncatchable – now you're asking the refs to use a judgment call on catchable or not catchable, which if you go back and look all year long, they didn't call uncatchable on anything the whole season. That is one where the refs just, if you commit pass interference, I don't care if the ball's catchable or not. You grab the dude, you tackle the dude, you held the dude, you get in the damn call.
Yeah, especially okay. defensive holding, because while it may look uncatchable, I mean, it was the same thing with the Bucs and the Packers. There's passes that look like they might be uncatchable if you catch them from the wrong angle. But if you held a guy, there's no telling if that pass was actually catchable or not. These are superhuman athletes, man.
Yes.
Like, they can get to anything.
Like, the conspiracy theories are so dumb because this league hates Tom. This league hates Tom. And you say Tom's a nice guy. Tom's not nice to any of those guys out there. Yeah. Tom is one of the guys that are constantly yelling at them, screaming at them, barking at them when he's playing. Do you think you want to give that guy calls? No. You give him a call because it's right.
Did you see the Tyrann Matthew
stuff? And it's not like they don't like the other guy on the other side of the field, okay?
I love Taylor. He said every catch is catchable if you believe. Did you see the Tyrann Mathieu stuff? The Honey Badger, like him and Brady going back. And so Honey Badger was tweeting last night about, like, man, Brady called me stuff that I'm not going to repeat, man.
He since deleted all those tweets.
Yeah, yeah. Because Brady apparently texted him and reached out and apologized to him for it. He was like, look, you're an incredible competitor and sorry for what I said last night and whatever. But yeah, like, Brady's a friggin' beast, man. Like, yeah. He's out there. He is as intense as
if you go out your way to get in Tom's face, Tom's going to come find you and get in your face. And he's going to hurt your feelings.
And then he's an assassin.
He is an assassin. He's going to throw all over you. He does not care. When you get on that field, he does not care about you at all. He wants to destroy you. This is why he's not going to blow those leads.
Let's see. Damien said, Chiefs hardly touched any of those stupid fouls. Casey said, this league hates Tom. Put a bunch of laughy faces. Then Roger Goodell begs to differ. Let's see. Casey said, Wentz is going to the Colts. Andrew Luck to the Patriots. Going to renew the Pats and Colts. No, there is no Pats and Colts rivalry.
Casey, we're done. We're done.
That's not.
We're done.
So he brings this up. He said, Brady's last game of his career will be the Bucs defeating the Patriots in the Super Bowl. That would be pretty cool, but I don't see it.
That you better hope that happens in like 3 years because I don't think Tom's going anywhere anytime soon.
And I don't think that the Patriots are anywhere.
I mean, it might take the Patriots 3 years to get there.
Hey, how many? So if we went through team by team, How many teams could Brady have gone to this past season and actually won a Super Bowl with?
Well, we can do that real quickly. I believe the Rams. I believe the 49ers. I believe I'm just going off the top of my head real quick. Give me a second.
Are you good?
Just
good.
Get a list of all the teams standing.
That's exactly what I'm doing. So
I believe the Buffaloes make it with him. I believe Miami makes it with him or could. I believe there's a world where Vegas probably makes it. I believe the Chargers probably make it. I believe the Denver Broncos probably make it. The Steelers, the Ravens, the Browns.
Yeah.
The Titans, the Colts. That's probably the list in the AFC. NFC, I'm going to tell you the team that played them the hardest in the playoffs were the Washington football team. You put Tom on that team for the whole year. Oh,
you got to give him more weapons.
I don't know. They've got a couple of receivers that are really good. I think that defense is better than the defense for the Bucs overall.
I could see that maybe.
The Cowboys, I'd give him. The Rams, I already said that. 49ers. Chicago, Minnesota. New Orleans, obviously. That's probably the list.
Yeah, I think so.
But that's a lot.
It's a lot of them. I really think that the competitor that he is, if he's got a full off season, and because this is not like college football, you don't have to go undefeated. Because remember, this team was 7-5, and they finally got the bye. He doesn't
care about regular season. All these people keep pointing to, well, this happened in the regular season, and then they always say, well, I know that's not the regular season, but no, you need to stop with, I know that's not the regular season. It's not. It's not. He plays totally different football.
Brown Yeti said 20 teams probably make because he's got Gronk, AB, and Fournette to come with him.
Yep.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. Damien asked a question. Let's see. Oh, hold on. Casey said there's definitely a Pats-Colts rivalry, and he said Tom and Manning, and if Luck is at the Patriots, that'll be a rivalry again. If Luck went to the Patriots, that would be a rivalry again. However, without Peyton Manning and without Tom Brady, there is no Colts-Patriots rivalry.
No, there was a Peyton-Tom rivalry.
Yeah, and that's all it was. This one would be a Andrew Luck against the Colts rivalry. That's what it would be. Damien asked, with how Mahomes played last night, what are y'all's thoughts on the young goat crap?
Yeah, I've said exactly it all year.
What you said last week.
Too early to start this shit.
I mean, this is what happened last night, okay? Let's just cut it down to numbers. Very simple, basic numbers. For him to ever reach Tom Brady, he would have had to have won last night. And that would have put Tom at 6 Super Bowls and Patrick Mahomes at 2. He would still have to win 4 more. As it sits right now, Tom Brady has 7 Super Bowl wins and Mahomes has 1. So now he is 6 behind instead of 4. There is no way that he will ever get.
We got to stop this. Like, if he goes through his career and he makes it back to 2 more Super Bowls and he wins 1 and he finishes 2-2, that's a Hall of Fame career. Like, he's a great player. He's a great player. Aaron Rodgers is a great player. Surefire Hall of Famer. He's made it to 1. He won that 1. And we did this with Rodgers. We said, how many is he going to win? And then 11 years go by and no more. That was the answer. 0. Okay? Yeah. Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl his 2nd or 3rd year in the league.
I think 2nd year. And then his third season, he made it back to another
one. Made it to another one, lost it. And how many is he going to win? Well, let's just hold the hell on because he ain't got back yet.
Yeah. It's tough.
What Tom's doing is not natural. It's not normal. And for people to think, well, that's the mark of success. No. We have to stop that line of thinking. No, that's not the mark of success because nobody in the world is ever going to do this.
Well, it's the same thing with Michael Jordan, right? Michael Jordan won 6. So of course it's, oh, well, how can we, you know, What LeBron James is doing right now will never be done again. He's made it to 10 finals. Forget how many he's won. What is it, 4 now? I think he's won 4. Nobody will get back to 10 in the NBA. Like, I don't see it as being a possibility. It doesn't matter what team he goes to.
I'm so glad you brought up MJ. So my favorite story that I heard today, My favorite story of her day. You know, I listen to Tony Kornheiser's show.
Of course.
He has Will Bond come on his podcast every Monday. That's routine, like clockwork. Will Bond told a story about how either last night or Saturday, he's hanging out in Scottsdale where he got a house, and he says, I'm hanging out with a goat. With a goat and one of the greatest defensive players in the NBA. So the goat is either Jordan or Wayne Gretzky, which I'm pretty sure is Jordan.
Pretty sure it's Jordan.
All right. And the defensive guy said they were all hung out for the Patriots Seahawks Super Bowl. And the defensive guy was talking about how defense wins championships and Russell's going to get his second and Tom is done, whatever. And he said, the GOAT looked at me, looked at other guy and said, you just don't understand what makes greatness great. He said, I don't watch football. I don't know a lot about football, but I'm going to tell you this, that man ain't losing. He didn't lose. And last night, he said, we had a very similar conversation about how great Patrick Mahomes is and all that stuff. He said, and the GOAT just started laughing. And he said, you guys know you cannot pick against that man. Michael Jordan sees Tom Brady as his equal, as contemporary as contemporary can be.
Yes. Like real recognize real, right? That's the best way to put it?
Yes.
That's all this is. Like, the greatest competitors of all time know it when they see it, and that is what that is. Like, Tom Brady is the greatest competitor in the National Football League in history. It just is what it is. Like, it's absurd, the amount of championships.
What he did last night, Jordan couldn't do. Jordan could not take the Wizards to the Super Bowl. He couldn't even take them to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Much less win a finals. And that's where one great player can damn sure take a team to the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Taylor
said, we can't say, well, that was at the end of his career. Oh, really? Because Tom is 43 years old right now.
Yeah.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Brown Yeti said defense did technically win the Hawks past Super Bowl. I mean, it did, you know, but here's the truth. Like,
but at some point in time, they scored enough points to get there.
A fantastic team. Like you're as a quarterback, you're not going to win a Super Bowl by yourself. That's impossible to do. You have to have a good team around you.
So Jordan didn't win those championships by himself.
No,
like every sport that's a team sport. You have to have other people do something.
And if you are an incredible competitor and a fantastic leader, then you can, of course, will the rest of your team to get that W. And that's what Tom Brady has done with this Buccaneers team. This team was what, 8-8 last year, 7-9?
Like they were 7-9.
I mean, they were terrible last year. Other than the defense was pretty damn good, and if they didn't turn the ball over that much, they probably would have had a winning record last year.
That's right.
That you bring in Tom Brady, you get him to get everybody else to buy in, you see what can happen. Casey says, Mahomes will beat Brady in the Super Bowl next 2 years. They'll be 1-1. GOAT combo will go on forever.
Hey, you just said that Tom will beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
I don't know.
You keep throwing out all these things. Hey, I'm not going to be upset if Tom makes like the next 6 Super Bowls because you keep giving out all these scenarios that are going to happen. But you can't say this stuff is rigged and then throw out all of this shit You got 19 scenarios that could happen. And if any one of them happened, you were right all along.
Like I called it. Taylor said, Chris, I'm a Rangers fan. Can we still be friends?
Yeah, we can still be friends. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't think you got too much going on with that.
I don't have a lot of hatred. I really hate the Flyers.
Damian said, sorry to change the subject, but since we're talking about football, what's y'all's thoughts on the Brett Favre controversial comments on the Watson situation? Since when did anybody listen to Brett Favre? That's what I'll say about it. Who cares? He can say whatever kind of bullshit he wants to say to get people to click on his new podcast or whatever. But, I mean, are we really taking Brett Favre seriously? I mean, is that even a thing?
I could care less that Brett Favre said it. I know he used some words and he phrased it real badly, but it's not a whole lot different. I don't say he makes too much money play, but I've been saying the whole time, you ain't a victim of anything. Okay. He knew this team was constructed the way it was constructed when he signed his extension last year. He knew it. He signed his extension after the draft, after they traded away his best receiver, after he knew they had no cap money and no draft picks for the next 2 years. He knew that. And then he signed that contract anyway, and now he's pissed off about it.
I can't feel bad for somebody that signs a contract knowing what is going on there.
That's right. And then now you're mad because they didn't ask you who to hire. Guess what? Nobody in the NFL asks star. This is not the NBA. They do not ask the quarterback who they should hire. They do not ask. Zero organizations do that. Tom Brady didn't get asked who to hire for certain positions. They just don't do that in the NFL. Nobody asked Aaron Rodgers who to hire. Okay. Yeah.
They certainly didn't.
He's been doing it longer than anybody else.
He didn't
like the hire, and he got mad about it. But guess what? He showed up, and he went to work. He did his job.
Yeah.
Like, you knew that team was shitty, and you signed that contract. So if you don't get traded away, I can't help you. Why'd you sign the contract? I'm mad that he signed the contract because I wanted to see him go be a free agent. I wanted to see him go play somewhere where he could be great. I love watching him play football.
He could still make major money. Now, it may not have been as much as he could have made with the Texans.
If he hits the free market, if he hits the open market, Gary, he's going to get more than what he signed for.
Yeah.
Because his agent would have been able to openly put him out to bid.
Yeah, and that would have been nuts. Akbar jumps in. He said, hello, guys. Ryan said, is this Brady's best Super Bowl performance?
No, I don't think so. Nothing will ever surpass the Falcons game because that was 100% on Tom Brady. The rest of that team did not help him, and I've never seen a player go into the zone more than him, and he won that game. Bill Belichick.
He had a pretty ridiculous performance against the Eagles. His defense just didn't show up.
Oh, well, yeah, but he just lost. Yeah. He set all kinds of records, broke all kinds of records.
What did he pass for in that game?
The whole game.
Only quarterback to pass for 500 yards in a Super Bowl. Is that right?
Well, he's done it twice, but yeah.
So
yes, he is, and he's done it twice.
Hey, Restream said that we got 100 comments. Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Not bad. Brown Eddie said he was kind of right. Casey said, what about that Wentz prediction? Told you the Colts were interested.
He ain't gone on the Colts yet.
That's not done yet. So, and just because a team shows interest doesn't mean that it's actually going to happen. You're already waving this flag
as a victory. If he ends up at the Bears, are you going to feel stupid? Are you going to stop talking? Are you going to be the same as you always are?
Oh, hey, hold on. Casey jumped in earlier. He said, explaining exactly what he was saying. He told me to read the whole comment. He said, Chiefs will beat the Bucs in the Super Bowl in the next 2 years. Bucs will beat the Patriots in Brady's last year. I mean, when is that last year going to be?
Nobody. I don't give a shit about any of that stuff. There's a real good chance that I won't be here by then. Okay?
Well, I hope you're around, man. We've got a long way to go with this.
There's a better than 50-50 shot that I don't live long enough to see Tom Brady's last football game.
Okay? Yeti said they were 7-9 last year with a quarterback that threw 30 interceptions. A lot of good quarterbacks could have made the Super Bowl with Tampa.
I don't know about making the Super Bowl. You think a lot of quarterbacks would have went through that Saints team, that Packers team, and this Chiefs team? Come on, man.
I don't think so. Let's see. Damian said, if y'all really want to talk about GOAT, Pele wins the talk. Yeah, I could get with that. Pele's good, man. or was, you know. let's see. Y'all do realize that what Watson did was smart. He signed a contract to run out of Houston with the money. That's why he signed it. But it's not smart because
that's not how it works.
The Texans don't have to trade.
He don't get to leave Houston and keep all that money.
Yeah, that's not how that works. Like somebody has to trade for that money.
That's not how any of this shit works.
Casey said, LOL, 28-3 and defense shut them down, but it was all Tom Brady. Biggest rigging ever. I made money on that too. I mean, that wasn't really rigged. I don't believe. I think the Falcons made some horrible mistakes. And the defense did show up.
Yes, the defense played great. Yes, yeah. The defense played great. What Tom did went into a zone offensively that we've never seen in football ever in the history of the game. Nobody's gone into a zone like that.
Brown Yeti said it's all the new guys that are throwing fits. It's so annoying how much of a diva new players are becoming. Casey said you guys should feel stupid because you said no way Wentz gets traded. He hasn't been traded. Like, just because people are showing or asking about it, like, there's no way.
So you said he's going to this place. I said he's not going anywhere. If he goes somewhere other than that, you think you win that argument?
I still think
team takes him is an idiot. I think they're a fool, and I think they're making a wrong decision. I think that I should have their job because they're really bad at it. I'm smarter than them.
Wasn't the, like, part of the reason why Peterson was even fired was to help mend the relationship with Wentz? Wasn't that reported somewhere?
Yes.
So, like,
yes, that's 100% the reason they fired him is they wanted to bring somebody in who could mend the relationship with Carson.
Casey said Wentz ain't going to the Bears. Well, you know, did somebody say that?
Yeah, I did because that's the most reported thing. Like the talks was that was supposed to be done deal.
Foles would be going back to the Eagles and all that. That was reported today. Yes. That's right. Sorry. All right. We did have somebody ask about we haven't really discussed like stats from this game, but I think that'll be just fine because there's way more storylines that go around it.
I got a future question for you for next year.
Well, the
odds came out.
Yeah, that's what I think it was Taylor that asked odds to win. He wanted to know some ideas for who would win next year. Tampa Bay is at +800. So the Chiefs, let me go on and go through some of these. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. You want
to so the Chiefs were 11-2. I saw earlier today that the Bucks were 11-1 and the Packers were like, I don't know, 14-1 or 16-1 or something like that.
Hold on, I'm pulling up Bet Online right now.
My question that I want to ask,
because I was looking at my book,
is,
all right.
Question I want to ask is, if I gave you those three teams or the field, even odds, even money, just dollar for dollar bet, would you take those three or would you take the field?
I'd probably take those three. I know that's ridiculous.
That's hard. I've been thinking about that all day today.
Because I think if all the 49ers, day today,
that's been on my brain.
If the 49ers get healthy, then...
See, if they get a quarterback.
Yeah, because we don't know where these quarterbacks are.
They're going to get healthy, Gary. There's no if. They're going to get healthy, Gary. It's a calendar year has gone by. If they get healthy, you got the Rams, you got the Seahawks. I get those three teams. Whew, man, you still got the Bills coming back. You got the Browns were a miracle. You got the Ravens.
All right, so
that's tough.
So my bookie has got the Chiefs at +500, the Packers at +800, the Bucks at +800, the Bills at +1100, the Ravens +1200, the 49ers and the Rams at +1400, and then the Browns at +1600. After that,
those are terrible odds, by the way. Saw today the Browns were 22-1.
According to Bet Online, Kansas City is +500, Tampa Bay +800, and then you got the Bills and the Packers at +1200, the Rams at +1200, 49ers +1400, Ravens at +1600, the Browns Browns are +2000, Seahawks +2200. Okay, so
that's closer to what I saw.
Yeah. And then after that, it's, you know, why? Like, why are we even looking at this? Like, Steelers +3,300, like, whatever. Yeah. So, you know, whoever the Bears end up getting, like, the Bears are +5,000. So, if the Bears end up getting a decent quarterback, then...
I was going to say, if the Bears can pull a quarterback out of their ass, then that changes everything.
Yes, very much so. Very much. And same thing maybe with Washington. Washington is plus 6,600.
I think Washington's a quarterback away.
I think they are really, really close. However, I still think they need some more weapons, man. I just really do.
I don't. That's where we disagree. So I think that team's really good. Because you say a lot of weapons. Even the Chiefs only have, like, they have a great running back and two great receivers. That's it. Nobody has, like, six or seven weapons, Gary.
No. But, just guys that you can count on. You know,
and I think they've got two great receivers and they've got a great running back already. So,
yeah, but they also
get a tight end.
Yeah, get you a tight end, but
you don't think they could get, like, you don't think that in the offseason they can't add another receiver, another catcher?
I mean, maybe
that's really what they need.
Yeah, that's
for them to be the same as everybody else. They just have no trigger man.
Hey, McCracken jumps in. Ryan, he said they want two ones for wins. Yeah, I saw that, and that's just
absurd. My God. It's not happening. He's not going anywhere.
Damien said Watson will retire and come back to get out of Houston. Well,
didn't work. You got to retire for three years.
Yeah, that's why Andrew Luck cannot go to the Pats yet. Casey, right. I think the Chiefs beat the Bucks. Chiefs beat the Rams. Bucks beat the Patriots. That's my next three predictions.
I'm done. I don't care.
Let's see.
Come on, Jesus.
Matt Miller said, "Did you guys see the bye week trend? Did you see that? What is the bye week trend?
I don't know.
I have no idea." Matt, jump back in with that. Brown Yeti, Rams, Colts is my man. I cannot believe how many people have Super Bowl predictions for like years in advance. Like, this is crazy. let's see, Terry Brewer jumps in. Bears are getting Carson Wentz. Chris Dunn said that. Brown Yeti, 7-9 with the quarterback. Oh, no, sorry, we talked about that. I'm way, way too high up there. I mean, we got guys coming in from all over the place. Kyle Trask to Chicago. Matt Miller said Washington needs one more wide receiver. Who are the two great receivers they have? McLaurin, and that's it.
I thought they had one more. It's been a while since I paid attention to Washington.
Damien said the Bears need more than a quarterback. They need an offense, especially if Robinson leaves. That depends on, I think Robinson is trying to figure out what they're going to do with the offense. I think that the Bears have weapons. I think their running backs are good. I think they've got, Lord, they had 87 different wide receivers, tight ends on the roster. So I think they might be fine there. But I think the Bears have weapons, and they've got a good defense. So yep. It's just can the offense help support the defense a little bit, you know? It was the same thing with the Bucs last year. Like, the Bucs' numbers were good, but they were giving up points like crazy, and that was because the offense was putting them in terrible position time after time. Matt Miller said the last five Super Bowl winners, week 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, so next year the team with the week 14 bye week will win. I don't think you get a bye week?
I don't think they go that far.
That's interesting.
I don't think they go that far.
Brown Yeti said, are we over 100 comments yet? Yes.
We're way over 100.
Way over 100 comments. that's too good. As far as the game last night, let's wrap up talking about some of the numbers. 17 carries for Kansas City for 107 yards. They were getting 6.3 yards a clip. The long was Clyde with 26. Like, he had a 26-yard run. He was 9 carries for 64 yards. We talked about that. Like, they should have been
Didn't give him the football early and often, I don't understand. But
yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Tampa Bay, however, 33 rushes for 145 yards. That's 4.4 per carry. Fournette, 89 yards on 16 carries. Ronald Jones, 61 yards on 12 carries. Just think about if the Chiefs had not gotten that goal line stand, like, how much worse this game would have been. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. It's absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Let's see. Gronk, 6 receptions for 67 yards and 2 touchdowns. That is so fitting for this game, right? I mean, it's absolutely what you would expect.
He does nothing all year long to stay healthy. He played all 20 games, but he stayed healthy. He helped in the run game. He helped block. He made a few big catches here and there in games. But for the most part, just stay healthy, stay in shape, stay in rhythm.
And get to the
Super Bowl. And when we need you, we will break you out.
Well, that's it. So here were the leading receivers for the Bucs, and Brady went with guys that he is comfortable with.
That's
six
right.
receptions on seven targets for Gronk, 67 yards, two touchdowns. And then Antonio Brown, five catches on six targets for, 22 yards and one touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, he went with guys that he was comfortable with.
And before we went on the SBR Big NFL show, and I said the two guys that are going to be the factors in this game for Tom are going to be Gronk and AB. I just believe that.
Yeah.
I just believed that.
And you were dead on. Let's see. Matt Miller, as a Broncos fan, that game reminded me of the Seahawks versus us. The only difference is Mahomes is mobile because both teams got obliterated up front. And so if you want to compare it to something like that, absolutely, because that defensive line for Tampa destroyed that offensive line. But it still takes time to get back there. Again, what I said at the opening of the show is the unsung heroes here are the linebackers and the safeties that for Tampa Bay, because they gobbled up everything underneath and did not allow Mahomes to make those quick throws. So they are the ones that allowed the defensive line to actually get into the backfield. Because Mahomes typically gets rid of that ball in what, like 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds?
Yes.
So Casey asked, are the Browns ever going to win the Super Bowl? I'm not sure Baker's the guy, and it's a shame because the team has potential to be special, especially with Greedy and Delpit coming back. So where do you stand on Baker right now?
I think Baker's good. Right now, I would extend him, but I would try to get him
at a reasonable number,
the $17 to $22 million range.
I mean, that makes sense.
I wouldn't break the bank open, and just because he's the next quarterback to get a contract, I don't think he has to be the next highest-paid player in the NFL. I just think that's a surefire way to destroy your team.
Yes. Yes, that makes sense.
I love Baker, and I'm happy with Baker. But I think at some point in time when we're looking to extend him, we need to be real careful about just throwing him this massive extension.
As far as Kansas City receiving goes, Travis Kelce had 10 receptions for 133 yards. He was the only thing underneath that could get open at any point. And really, like, they had to wait to throw it. He couldn't do the 2.5 second thing with him.
No. No, but he had to get all the way across the field usually. And when he caught the ball, he got dropped. There was none of these Kelce runs after the catch. I mean, he got blanketed the whole game. He caught some balls because he's Travis Kelce and he's really good.
Well, and, I'm gonna tell you this, though. They were behind, so they had to. I mean,
this is the reason I thought Gronk was going to have a special day. I think there's a lot of people out there that believe that Kelce is substantially better than Gronk. And I believe Gronk is the best tight end in the history of football. Now, he's not going to play long enough to put up stats like Kelce is. Kelce and him are the same age, but his body is breaking down. His body was broken when he came. I mean, the reason he fell to the Patriots in the third round was because he came in after back surgery already. Okay. Like he's just never going to play long enough, but he was the great wide receiving tight end, pass catching tight end, touchdown machine before any other tight end was doing that. And Kelce mimicked his game after Gronk. Kelce, the next time he blocks will be the first time he's ever blocked, okay? And Gronk is the best blocking tight end. Nobody cares about blocking tight ends. But he has that on his resume as well. But I think Gronk took this game personal.
I could believe that. I mean, a lot of people talking Travis Kelce up, I'm sure added a little juice to it.
I'm sure. So. I'm sure Gronk had a little extra stank on this one.
Tyreek Hill, in their first matchup, had over 200 yards receiving in the first quarter, had almost 300 yards receiving on the day, had like three touchdowns. And that, for anybody that was questioning the Antoine Winfield, you know, doing the two in his face, all that kind of mess, the piece or whatever, that's what Tyreek Hill did to him in that first matchup. And so
I have a question about this. Okay. Oh, you give the stats from last night. Yeah.
So Tyreek Hill, 7 receptions, 73 yards, 0 touchdowns. His longest reception was 23 yards. He had 10 targets, only caught 7 of the 10 targets. And, you know, other than that, like, Sammy Watkins had 1, DeMarcus Robinson had 1, Darrell Williams had 2. I mean, it was crazy. Like
I know the dude's got to get penalized. He got down on his knees and squatted in front of him and threw the deuces right in his face. I understand that's a penalty. That's taunting. And it is taunting. I get it. I understand. I just don't understand why it's okay for the receivers to do it. Because he's literally running by the guy throwing the piece up.
I mean, a lot of times they do call it.
And I don't know. I haven't seen him call it because that dude does it a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't ever see him call it.
That's a good question.
So I'm just saying that we very much live in offensive players do get away with a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Defensive players talk this much shit and they get flags.
That one, like, so,
Honey Badger went and got in Tom's face and they threw a flag on him. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Tom went and got in Honey Badger's face and they didn't throw the flag. I do think defensive players, if I was them, I'd be pissed off because, yeah, I taunt it. But this son of a bitch taunts me all the time.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you.
And y'all don't throw nothing.
Matt Miller said, let's see, Kittle is more well-rounded tight end than Kelsey. Kittle blocks greatly. Yeah, Kittle's a blocker, man.
I love Kittle. He's got to stay healthier. He's going to have the Gronk problem. He won't play long enough to make a difference, big picture, long term.
Brown Yeti said, if Gronk is a little faster, he scores on that seam route, and he's the MVP.
No, he's not the MVP. Even if he scores a third one, he's still – who threw him the football?
That would be
all those stats. All those stats still go to Tommy. This is why the quarterbacks win all the awards, because unless it's going to be a running back or a defensive player, all the stats that go to the receivers and the tight ends also go to the quarterback.
Ryan McCracken said, I'd be surprised if the Chiefs make it back to a Super Bowl for a while.
I don't know. If they get healthy, they'll be all right. I'm curious, I am curious to see. There's a world in which Andy Reid might hang this up.
It is possible. With all the stuff that went on this past week.
The stuff going on with his son and that family, and it's heartbreaking. It's sad. I don't know if y'all have paid attention or not. Andy Reid's son was involved in an accident. He was intoxicated or admitted to have been drinking, and I think they did a blood test. This guy's also somebody who's been in and out of drug rehabs and arrested many times. He had a brother that went through all this stuff with him and then died, I think, of an overdose.
Yeah.
And then now the accident that happened Friday night.
I think, yeah, I want to say it was Friday.
You got a 5-year-old little girl in Missouri that's fighting for her life on ICU, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Wetzel wrote,
if I'm Andy, there's a world in which Andy might just say, I can't do this no more.
Wetzel wrote an interesting article about it. I hadn't gotten to read all of it yet, but I saw it right before we were going live, and it was basically that the Chiefs
thoughts and prayers aren't enough.
Yeah, like y'all need to be doing something. And you can understand, like, you know, okay, if you want to just not do anything, then that's one thing, but that doesn't make it right.
And there's a world where they probably are.
They will. And we I just bet don't they know do something.
It because that's also not something you would publicize either. Like, we're really ashamed that this happened by one of our employees and you know.
Well, and my God, they're getting ready for the Super Bowl and this and that. Like, I'm sure that somebody is in contact with them. I would imagine that they will be now that the Super Bowl is over. But, you know,
I wonder, like, I think about those things. And last night during the post game, you know, somebody asked Andy about it and Andy answered. He talked about it, you know, and you could see it just weighs on him, man. And it would obviously, God, that's your son. And son might have just not just killed somebody, but, you know, a 5-year-old little girl, man. Forget the fact that she's a girl, and if it's a 5-year-old kid.
Yeah. Or just a kid, period. I mean, I'm with you.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah, Matt said his son's going to be in jail for a while and should be.
This is multiple times this guy's been popped.
Taylor said, worst mistake of my life.
Yeah.
Let's see. Damien said, if y'all think Chiefs fans are pissed losing, how do y'all think Steelers fans feel seeing AB and Bell in the Super Bowl? Sorry, not sorry, Gary. Honestly, I mean, both of them had to go through absolute hell to get there. But they, you know, they signed on to winning teams for very little money and they got to enjoy it. So
if AB doesn't lose his mind last year, I really want to know what that Patriots team would look like.
Oh yeah. I think it would have been significantly better.
And that's on him, by the way. He's responsible for all of that.
Yeah. And Matt Miller said, I mean, Bell is washed. Bell is. Did he even touch the field?
I had no last night. I think he might have been a healthy scratch. I don't even think he rostered officially. He might have though. I had so many friends texting me all the time that, you know, Bell was going to take Clyde's job and this, that, and other, and Clyde was now going to be a backup and he's going to learn the guy. I'm like, you are insane. Like, Clyde sat a lot at the end of the year because of injury, but there is no world in which Le'Veon Bell today is taking Clyde Edwards-Helaire's job.
Yeah, that's not happening.
That world doesn't exist.
But Taylor was talking about worst mistake of his life. He said he has a DUI on his record. He said never drink and drive. Yeah. No, that's truth. We got Uber and a billion different ways for people to be able to get home now.
Yeah, now with the world of like rideshare stuff, it's just too easy.
Yeah. Just that, you know, be smart about it. King Caro jumps in. Bill Belichick must have slept really well last night. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it didn't bother him in the slightest.
No, I actually think Bill was probably cheering for Tom. I really do. Yeah. We media folk make it a Tom versus Bill, Tom versus the Patriots. Robert Kraft took out like a huge full page article or ad in the Tampa Bay Tribune, thanking Tom and wishing him well. And you know, he's always going to be a Patriot. He spent 20 years in New England, man. Like there's no animosity there. There's no hurt feelings there. This business. The Patriots could not win anymore. They are in a rebuilding time of their of the history of the Patriots right now. And they don't have the assets and they didn't have the money to make any big moves or splash. And Tom, he's 43.
Yeah.
And he can't wait through that shit. So
yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. We'll close on this one because we've already gone over an hour. So Matt Miller's was answering Casey here. Casey said, who's got a better chance at a dynasty right now, the Chiefs or the Bucks? The Chiefs' O-line is a problem. Don't know if Schwartz or Fisher will ever be the same. Losing two great tackles is tough. Matt Miller said Chiefs. Mahomes is 24. Brady is 43. Yeah. It depends on how long you are expecting a dynasty to be, because I don't believe that we have ever seen anything like what the Patriots did. So if you're expecting it to compare to the Patriots, then no.
But so the typical dynasty is always like, how good are you in a 3-year span, right?
Yeah.
That's what we look at. Well, I mean, the Chiefs have made it to back-to-back Super Bowls already, won one, lost one. So even if they make the playoffs and don't make it to the Super Bowl next year, that 3-year, like, when are we starting this dynasty window?
Well, I mean,
this magical window that we're counting.
The Chiefs dynasty is already there because they made it to the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. So, you know, they won the Super Bowl last year. They got to the Super Bowl this year. So, you know, like three straight AFC titles or AFC title appearances. I mean, that's pretty damn good. Casey said 3 Super Bowls out of 4 years is what I consider a dynasty.
Well, nobody's doing that, by the way.
I don't think that
the Chiefs ain't doing that either, by the way.
Yeah. I don't think that that's a thing. Like,
I would take the under on the Chiefs doing that. That means they got to miss the next two. I'll take my chances with them missing the next two. I'll take the field in the AFC.
So what about the Bucks? Does that mean you think the Bucks?
The Bucks aren't making it to 3 out of 4. Yeah, I love this team. I love Tom Brady. I worship that man. That's not happening. What the Patriots did is unrealistic, and if that's what you're setting marks at, you're wrong.
Yeah. It's not possible. King Cairo jumps in. You guys think Tampa can run it back and win it all again next year?
I mean, I do think there's a world where they can. Yeah. I want to know what they're going to lose from this team. Because remember now, they have Leonard Fournette. They have playoff Lenny on a steal. He was cut, okay? He went through waiver wires. Not one of 32 teams wanted him.
What do you think about do you think Bruce Arians might hang it up? I mean, he's 68 years old.
Bruce said last night he's not. Bruce said last night, if Tom comes back, I'm coming back.
Okay. I wonder because he's been pushing so hard for Byron Leftwich, and I was curious. I mean, with him being
Byron's not ready. If anybody's ready, Todd would be ready. Byron's not ready. I love Byron Leftwich. Byron's not ready. Not to be a head coach, man. What causes these black coaches more trouble? Getting jobs way too soon.
That's true. That is true.
Way too soon. Most of these white guys that are getting coaching jobs, they've been in this process for a long time. Like Bieniemy has been there long enough. Bowles has been there long enough. Like there are guys that should be getting chances. The first coaching job Byron's ever had was Bruce calling him to be his OC.
Matt Miller,
he needs more time, man.
No, I think you're probably right. You're probably right, and maybe that's why Bruce is saying he's coming back. Like maybe that's it. Maybe it's
Bruce is coming back because he thinks he can win it. Thinks he can run it back with Tom.
Matt Miller said 3 in a decade is a dynasty in football. I think I could agree with that.
I'll agree with that. I think that's way more realistic. And guess what? Outside of Tom Brady, nobody alive has done that.
Yeah. It's not even a thing. Like nobody
Troy,
else.
Troy Aikman.
And Terry Bradshaw. You know, Joe Montana. Yeah. Like that's it. Yeah. But that was way back when. Nobody in the modern era has been able to do it.
But once free agency has become a thing, because all three of those guys did it, when once you drafted a player, you own that player forever.
Hey, Damien said Brady didn't leave until he gets a ring on every finger and his toes. He's almost there, right? And like
he's got 7.
I mean, he's been to 10 Super Bowls, so he's got the rings from the AFC stuff.
Yeah, if you count all his AFC championship rings and NFC championship ring now, yeah, I mean,
that'd be 17 rings overall, right?
Yes.
That's so what, he needs 3 more?
I don't know that they get AFC and NFC championship rings. I've never seen one.
Yeah, you get one, but it ain't the Super Bowl ring. It's just
I don't know that you get one anymore.
Well, I'm sure the Patriots stopped after a little while. They were like, "What are we doing? Like, we expect to be here every year. Like, what the hell?"
So I'll tell you, that's one of my favorite stories from like after the NFC Championship game. You know, Tom went into the locker room and there was some young defensive player in there just crying, like so happy, and Tom like jumped his ass. He's like, "What are you crying for? No, we got to get ready to win. Like, no, dude, if you're crying because you're happy about this one, we got a problem. No.
We got one more.
You cry after the next one."
Let's see. Casey said, Brady's going to get 8, 1 on each finger, last one against Bill, and he retires after that. I love how sure Casey is of himself. Casey, we love you, brother.
All these things.
That's all right, man. Look, we've been going for about an hour and 10 minutes, so let's go ahead and get out of here. You guys have been fantastic. We appreciate all of you jumping in and commenting today, diving in on this conversation. It was the Super Bowl, last big football game of the year. Of course, don't forget we got the FCS stuff coming up. Spring football is upon us. Starts this weekend. Tarleton State hosting McNeese State and Cody Orgeron. Ed Orgeron's son is the starting quarterback for McNeese. So we got a lot to talk about with that. So make sure that you are subscribed to the SBR Picks YouTube page. We will have our show up over there on Wednesday. And stay right here, of course, because we do this Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We will be switching up the schedule and whatnot now that the NFL season is over. So make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast, of course, all the different podcast locations. Look up Winning Cures Everything. And share out the show. Tell your friends about it. Go to winningcureseverything.com. Go to sbrpicks.com/NCAAF. Again, we cannot thank you guys enough for being a part of the show. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. And hopefully this week we can cash some tickets. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.